Going to call the Ethics House Subcommittee meeting to order. Today is June 12th, 2023, and the time is 10:02. So I want to welcome committee members and any guests that are online. Jackie, we're ready to go so we can... Just a moment, please, everyone. Jackie, we're ready to go. The recording is on. Okay, great. Jerry, could you take roll call, please?
Representative Delana Johnson.
Here.
Representative Sarah Hannon.
Here.
Member Skip Cook.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas.
Here.
Member Here. Joyce Anderson.
Here.
Member Deb Bancher.
Here.
Member Jerry McBeth. Member Jerry McBeth, not present. With that, we have a quorum to conduct business in the House Subcommittee.
Thank you, Jerry, and I'm Joyce Anderson, the chair. So I, as we said, we declared a quorum for the committee based on at least one legislator and three public members. I'm going to ask if there's anyone online. Jackie, if you could let us know. Representative Prox, okay, we have. Okay, all right. With us, we have Jerry Yeagle, who's the administrative assistant, and Jerry Anderson is the administrator for the committee. I would ask that committee members and any guests identify themselves each time they speak for the benefit of individuals on teleconference and in the audience, of which we have no one right now. Today we'll have an agenda for the House Subcommittee. I expect the meeting to last less than an hour, possibly an hour, consisting of only an anticipated brief introduction to complaints filed with the Ethics Committee, followed by an executive session. Okay, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
This is Deb Fancher, so moved.
Any objection? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved as presented. We now are at item number three, which is public comment. Anyone present who would like to offer public comment, anyone present or on teleconference, would like to offer public comment, please let me know at this time. No one in the audience. It appears there is no one online. Okay, we are now to item number four, which is the introduction of complaints. We have two complaints the subcommittee will be considering. Both of these complaints are at the preliminary examination stage. This means that an investigation has not been made or completed regarding the allegations. The subcommittee will only be considering the question of if the allegations in the complaint are true, would it be a violation under the Legislative Ethics Act? The subcommittee can then either dismiss the complaint or adopt the scope of investigation regarding each of the complaints. Complaint H-2301 was filed on May 10th. It alleges that
there's been a waiver of confidentiality filed in this case, and that for...
Thank you, Jerry. I didn't realize that there's been a waiver of confidentiality, so we are allowed to state who the complaints are against. Complaint 2301, which was filed on May 10th, 2023, alleges that Representative David Eastman violated Alaska Statute 2460.030 by using state resources for the private benefit of another person. Complaint H-2302, filed on May 10th, alleges that Representative David Eastman violated 2460.031 by soliciting campaign funds during the 2023 legislative session by using campaign committee name Freedom Loving Alaskans for David Alaskan, David Eastman and davidlegal.org. So those are the introduction of complaints and what we are going to be considering today. I would entertain a motion to go into executive session two. discuss matters which by law must remain confidential under AS 2460-160, Uniform Rule 22B regarding executive sessions, and Rules of Procedure Section 5, Executive Sessions, and discussions of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a governmental unit, and discussions of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of a person. Is there a motion to entertain to go into executive session?
Deb Fancher, so moved.
Do I hear an objection? No objection. Subcommittee is going to go into executive session. Does anyone have any objection to the inclusion of Ethics Committee staff Jerry Anderson and Jackie Yeagel during the executive session? Hearing no objection, they will be permitted to remain in the executive session. We're now going to prepare for executive session and resume once we have secured our telephonic communication. So Jackie's going to put the signs on the door, and there are no members of the public, so we don't have to ask anyone to leave. Anyone online that is not a member of the committee itself will be asked to either hang up or they will be put on mute. So I think we are on hold right at the moment till we get everything ready for executive session.
Oh, this
recording is on.
Heard. We had a motion to go into public session. We are now back in public session, which means that this is being recorded. At this point, what I would like to say is we have two issues to state in public session. First one is House Complaint 2301 against Representative David Eastman was moved into the investigative stage, so the committee will be investigating that complaint. The second issue to mention in a public session is that House Complaint 2302 against Representative David Eastman was also moved into the investigative process. So both of those complaints will be moved forward into an investigation. Okay. We are now going to ask if there is any other business before the committee. Does anyone have any other business?
May I ask a question? Joyce, this is Jerry Macbeth.
Okay, just remember we're in public session.
Yes.
Thank you.
And would a question about sufficient resources of the committee be appropriate at this time to investigate these complaints?
No, there will not be at this time any monetary appropriation. We do have, if that's what I understood your question, we do have a contract with an investigator. We already have a dollar amount in that, so we do not need to do that at this point.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Any other business before the committee? Okay, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Yes, public members do need to hang up and call back. Okay, public members do need to hang up and call back because we are going to be moving into a Senate subcommittee meeting. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, do I entertain a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And that was Jerry?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Okay, the meeting is adjourned at 10:58 p.m. Thank you.
All right, this is Skip Cook, Subcommittee Chair. I'll call this meeting of the Senate Subcommittee to order at 11:02 a.m. on June 12, 2023. And Jackie, are we all ready to go? And recording has started? All right, and then we'll ask Jerry to take the roll.
Senator Tobin?
Here.
Senator Olson. Member Jerry Macbeth.
Here.
Member Deb Fancher.
Here.
Member Connor Thomas.
Here.
Member Joyce Anderson.
Here.
Member Skip Cook.
Here.
With that, we have formed to business with the Senate subcommittee based on one legislator and at least three public members present.
All right, we will proceed. Is there anyone online for the hearing other than the committee members? All right. I ask all the members and anybody else that comes online to identify themselves each time they speak for the benefit of the individuals on teleconference and in the audience, if any. And today we have an agenda for the Senate subcommittee. Expect the meeting to take less than an hour, consisting of only the anticipated brief public comment, followed by an executive session. So we'll move to our materials that have been circulated, and if you'll turn to those, and I'll ask for a motion to approve the agenda under tab N.
This is Deb Fancher, so moved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll ask if there's anybody present who for the public comment item. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss matters which by law must remain confidential under AS 2460-010, Uniform Rule 22B, regarding executive sessions and rules of procedure, Section 5, executive sessions and discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a governmental unit, and discussion of subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of a person. So do I have a motion to go into executive session?
So this is Joyce.
All right, we'll let Joyce claim that one. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we will take a brief pause while we set up for executive session. Does anyone have objection to Ethics Committee staff, Jerry Anderson and Jackie Yeagle, remaining during executive session? Hearing none, they'll be permitted to remain in the executive session. And we'll prepare now and resume once we have secured our telephone communications. public session, and I would entertain a motion to adjourn the public session of the House or the Senate subcommittee.
So moved. This is Joyce.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, we are adjourned until a further call. Thank you, everybody.
Good. Thank you.
It looks like it's 11:31.